சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் driven by the desires may be different, but the process of fulfilling the desires is same. How to fulfill our desires at physical level, at the mental level? Every person is striving for that. In this process of fulfilling desires, Veda comes and tells, I will assist you, I will help you. Like in railway stations, you see, may I help you? There is a board, but nobody will be there. Generally, the inquiry counter. The counter will be there, the person is not available. But our Veda is not like that. It is always available, but people are not coming to ask. That is the difference. Veda tells, I will assist you in fulfilling your desires. How Veda helps? விதந்தி சதுர்த்த புருஷார்த்தான் அனேன இதி வேதான். வை வேதா கால் அஸ் வேதான். விதந்தி சதுர்த்த புருஷார்த்தான் அனேன இதி வேதான். வேதா இஸ் தட் பை ஹுச் வேதா இஸ் தட் பை ஹுச் a person can fulfill all the four purusharthas. Veda is that by which all four purusharthas can be fulfilled. That is the meaning of Veda. What are those four purusharthas? Number one, dharma. Dharma purushartha. Number two, artha purushartha. Artha. Number three, kama purushartha. Number four, moksha purushartha. All these four purusharthas, dharma means to fulfill your desire by performing some good actions, righteous actions, punya karmas, good karmas, dharmika karmas, dharmika actions, legitimate, moderate actions. You attain punyam, that is dharma. Punyam also can be called as dharma. Duty action is also called as dharma. So by performing some legitimate actions moderately, One can attain punya. Punya is that like your saving deposit. அது சொன்னா நல்லா புரியும் நமக்கு. புண்ணியா இஸ் தட் லைக் ஏ சேவிங் டிபாசிட். வாட் சேவிங் டிபாசிட் டஸ் வென் எவர் ஐ வாண்ட் மணி இன் நீட் ஐ கேன் ட்ரா மணி அண்ட் ஐ கேன் யூட்டிலைஸ் இட். சிமிலர்லி புண்ணியா ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ஹையர் லோக்கல்ஸ் ஃபார் மை ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் ஐ கேன் யூஸ் மை புண்ணியா and I can enjoy my life. That is dharma purushartha. Artha purushartha, wealth, prosperity, money, all possessions, I require basic needs, shelter, food and cloth, basic, and whatever I have extra is bonus. These are minimum for every human being. So prosperity comes under artha purushartha. Then kama. The whole prosperity, possessions, all can be enjoyed by me. The kama means the desire. So I have to enjoy them. Good health I have to enjoy. Nice food I have to enjoy, the desire to enjoy, and all these kamas, whatever I have to fulfill my desires, are possible only when I have artha. Clear? So prosperity and desire. Desire can be fulfilled by prosperity. The prosperity can be enjoyed when I have desire. The desire is not sufficient when I am deserved for that. So good health I require to enjoy. Peace of mind is required. Suppose if I have headache, what can I? Person is having headache, what person can listen, understand? What person can listen and understand? So good health is required. Kama. Then moksha purushartha. Moksha purushartha. Liberation. Total fulfillment. Completeness. Satisfaction. Can be attained through moksha. That is last purushartha. So to achieve all these four purusharthas, Veda comes and assists us. Among these four, whatever you want, you consult me. I will tell you how to get it. Another name for Veda is, this is the definition of Veda what I have given. Definition of Veda, first, through which you can fulfill your desires. That is the first definition. What are those desires? Means four purusharthas I have given. Then what are the four purusharthas? Very briefly I have explained. Now there is another definition for Veda. That is called Shruti. Shruti. Veda is called Shruti because this a body of wisdom. Veda is a body of wisdom heard by our rishis. Shrutatvat iti Shrutihi, because it has been heard by our rishis. Therefore, our rishis are the receivers of the Veda mantras. That is why they are called rishis. Receive the rishi. Correct? So, receivati iti rishihi. The one who receives. is called Rishi. They heard the mantra, that is called Karna Parampara Dwara. They heard that knowledge, the wisdom or knowledge, which is the treasure house of knowledge, that is called Shruti. Heard wisdom, we can say. That wisdom which is heard by our rishis. This Veda is divided into two portions. Our four Vedas are divided into two portions. I hope you don't ask me what are the four Vedas. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda, four Vedas divided into, the first portion is called Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda. Second portion is called Jnana Kanda. The first portion, the Karma Kanda, is also called as Veda Purva. Veda Purva. The second portion, Jnana Kanda, is called as Veda Anta. Veda Anta. The end portion of the Vedas. Anta means end portion. For Dharma Artha Kama Purusharthas to fulfill Veda Purva, you have to enter. You have to understand. For Dharma Artha Kama Purusharthas sake, you have to approach Veda Purva, Karma Kanda. How to perform any ritual to fulfill so and so desire. How you have to conduct. All the details will be given in that, in Veda Purva. We will see the Veda Anta later. Now we see Veda Purva, first part. In Veda Purva, there are three sadhanas are given. Three sadhanas. If you want to fulfill Dharma, Artha, Kama, you have to follow three sadhanas at three levels. The actions should be done physically, kayaka karmani. Kayika karmani. Certain actions you have to do physically. Your physical body, hands, legs are involved. Your physical body movements are involved. Such karmas are called as kayika karmani. Going to pilgrimage centers, taking dip in the Ganga water, doing pradakshanam, lighting the lamp, doing abhishekam, and so many actions we are doing, they all come under kayika karmani. The second sadhana at verbal level. It is a means. Physical action is a means. And verbal action is also a means. Sadhana means a means through which I arrive at that benefit. That is called sadhana. Just as your car is sadhanam for you to come to the class. Your two-wheeler is the sadhanam for you to come to the class. Similarly, to arrive at that dharma, artha, kama,
காய்க கர்மாணி இஸ் ஒன் டைப் ஆஃப் சாதனம். தென் வெர்பல் வாச்சிக்க கர்மாணி, வெர்பல்லி யூ ஹாவ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் சர்டன் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். வைதிக கர்மாணி, டூயிங் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் இஸ் ஏ வைதிக கர்ம, இட் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் ஃபிசிக்கல் ஆக்ஷன். சாண்டிங் மந்த்ராஸ், ருத்ரம், நமகம், சமகம், விஷ்ணு சஹசிரநாம ஆர் அதர் ஸ்தோத்ரம்ஸ் வாச்சிக கர்ம. தட் இஸ் எவ்ரி ஃபிசிக்கல் ஆக்ஷன் ஹேஸ் காட் சம் வாச்சிக கர்ம ஆல்சோ இன்வால்வ். ஜப்ப ஆல் கமண்டர் வாச்சிக கர்மாணி. இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் மணி யூ கேன் சாண்ட் லக்ஷ்மி ஸ்தோத்ரம். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் knowledge, you can chant a Sharada Stotram. If you want a beauty, you can chant a Balatripura Sundari Stotram. But ladies have forgotten Balasundari Stotram. Beauty parlors only they are going in, where they give the fake beauty. In her name is Sundari, Tripura Sundari. You want, I will teach you Balatripura Sundari Stotram. So then third sadhana is manasa karma, the action at the mental level through the mind. Manasa puja, manasa japa, mentally only you will chant that Bhagavan, the glory of the Bhagavan mentally. சாந்தாக்காரம், புஜகசேனம், பத்மநாபம், சுரேஷம், லைக் தட் ஸ்தோத்ராஸ். ரத்னை கல்பித மாசனம், ஹிமஜலை, வித்தவுட் டூயிங் எனி திங் யூ வர்ஷிப் த லார்ட். ஸோ மானச கர்மாணி, தீஸ் த்ரீ ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் அட் த த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ் வில் ஹெல்ப் த பர்சன் டு அச்சீவ் தட் த்ரீ புருஷார்த்தாஸ். வாட் ஆர் த ஃபலம்? த்ரீணி சாதனானி ஓவர், த்ரீணி ஃபலானி வக்தவியம் இதானி, த்ரீ பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டெல். சீக்கிரமாக சொல்லுங்க சுவாமினி, வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் த்ரீ பெனிஃபிட்ஸ்? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பெனிஃபிட் சாஸ்திர டெல்ஸ், இஃப் யூ பர்ஃபார்ம் வைதிக ஸ்தோத்ர ஸ்ரௌத கர்ம ஆர் ஸ்மார்த்த கர்ம, யூ கேன் கெட் குட் பாடி, ஹெல்தி பாடி. உபாதி ஃபலம், ஃபஸ்ட் பெனிஃபிட் உபாதி ஃபலம். உபாதி இஸ் தட் த்ரூ ஹுச் யூ என்ஜாய் த அர்த்த அண்ட் காமா. நைஸ் உபாதி, good healthy body alone will help you to earn money, to live happily, and to do anything, to go anywhere. You require a healthy body. So healthy mind, it is a upadhi. So you will get a good healthy body, that is called upadhi phalam, is the first benefit. If you do pradakshanam, you reduce your weight. So upadhi phalam dane. So that is a benefit, upadhi phalam. Healthy body, healthy sense organs, and you can listen throughout your life without hearing aid. You can see nicely TV, how long you want to see. Like that, strength, capacity at the physical level. Okay. So Veda promise, you will get good healthy body. Then the second phalam, Vishaya phalam. Vishaya phalam. You will get the result that sense objects you get to enjoy. Suppose I have upadhi, sense organs are there, ears are there to hear, Suppose music season is not there, what can I hear? The music season, dance, music program are nicely, they are connecting. You see, Madras, kalakala, sundarama irukka ipponu. All people, all over the world, they are running here to Madras. Eppu music season varumani. Sari, sense organs, upadhi is there. Suppose sense object is not there, what is the use of this sense organs? Is it not? Similarly, nice sense organ I am having, upadhi Bhagavan has given, but no laddu, no fruits, no nothing to eat. And what is the use? Bhagavan says, I will give you upadhi, at the same time, I will give you to enjoy the corresponding object also. Veda tells. So Veda tells, you have to enjoy. No, don't close. Not necessary. Open it. Object, every corresponding object to the sense organs, that is upadhi, the sense object is corresponding sense object. So upadhi phalam and vishaya phalam also. Nice dress, nice music, nice forms, nice colors, nice food. All we are enjoying, nice perfumes. The whole world, no? Now fancy world. So demand, so much competition, so many objects. What for this upadhi sake? Every day the fashions are changing. Every day. Every day, illa Swamini. Every hour they are changing. From every second. So you are all advanced. I am very old. Every second they are changing. Including from rubber band. What to talk? Hair dress, you know, hair designs, face, bindi onwards. What a change is coming, no? So all for whom? Upadhi sake. So vishaya phalam. Then the third phalam is lokaha. Loka phalam. Loka phalam means healthy environment. I give a healthy environment. Veda talks. That's why all Indians are having a healthy environment. Even though people are all telling, crying, India is a poor country, India is a poor country one side. But we are enjoying physically, mentally, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, we are enjoying. Nowhere in the world, people are enjoying in all these ways. Either they are enjoying only physically. Physical happiness, that also not sure. If you go to Australia, Africa and Iraq, Arabian countries, how difficult life. So, nice environment here. Beautiful environment Bhagavan has given here. Beautiful nature, natural sceneries, beautiful climate, beautiful seasons. So, all are available. That is what? Lokaha. Not only that, if you want to go to higher lokas, Veda tells I will give you a visa. Swarga loka. You want to go to Swarga loka or Brahma loka, I will tell you the route. You will never miss it. So that is called loka, loka phalam. So these are the three phalams given by the Vedas. So, three sadhanani, three phalams, over. Now, here Veda comes and tells, a statutory warning it gives. It gives a shocking news. Your upadhi, your vishaya phalam, your lokaha, all are mixed with dukkha. There is a dosha in them. Every benefit, what I have mentioned above, upadhi, vishaya and loka, all are dosha bhuishtam, mixed with dosha, a mistake, a defect. Dosha means a defect.
they are all having an intrinsic defect in themselves. Everything. Upadhi has got its own defect. Vishaya has got its own defect. Loka has got its own defect. So all are dosha nirmitam. There is dosha, there is a defect. What are those doshas? Again, three doshas. Three sadhanas, three phalams, three doshas. Three defects. All three, three, three. What are those three defects? The first defect is dukkha mishritatvam. Dukkha mishritatvam. These three phalams mixed with dukkha, sorrow. There is a potential sorrow involved in them. Dukkha mishritam means mixed. Mixed with dukkha, sorrow. What is that dukkha? For example, we take at upadhi level, dukkha mishritam, how? See, I want to keep my body fit. Upadhi. I want to keep my body fit. However much you keep your body fit, one day or other, it has to grow old. The hair will become grey. The pallu, mulla mullama, they will lose their place. And joints also lose their stamina. At the body level, I am telling, defect. Old age is a defect. Upadhi has got its defects. So old age is a defect and it is also prone to get diseases. Vyadhi jara. Old age means jara. Vyadhi means disease. Vyadhi jara. These defects are there. Not only that, for this body, if you want to earn money also, that money, how difficult to earn that money? Arjane dukkham. Ardhanam arjane dukkham. Arthana means to earn money. Artha means money. Arjane means an earning. There is a lot of pain involved in earning money. If you do not know, ask your husband. They will tell you. You know. Arthanam arjane dukkham. Then arthanam vyaye dukkham. When you are spending, again there is a dukkha. Before when spending, there is one more. Arthanam rakshane dukkham. Earning money, where to keep? Insurance company, finance company, and the Margadarshani company is telling, my company is so great nowadays. Who knows? Who knows which company will disappear? So, rakshane dukkham. And you always worry about this money. Rakshane dukkham. Vyaye dukkham. Spending also, there is dukkham. You are spending, spending a little, lot of selava ayirudhe, ore kavale. Panam vandhaachu oru santosham illa swamini. Veedu, veedu vaasal idella irukkilla, car vaangunadhukku appuram vaangumbodhu nalla irukum. Panam, panam kudukkanume. Car vandhaachu, panam poyaachu. Without money, who will give the car? Vyaye dukkham. But car has come, but that car goes at any, got any repair. No? Swamiji says always, if car get anywhere scratch, you know, this person feels as though he has got a scratch in his heart. Thookkame varadhe. Dukkham irukka illaya? I have lot of money, Swamiji. I have servants. They will take care of. Servants will take care of car, but you have to take care of servants. Servants... this environment, also nice environment, nice lokaha, vishayaha, servants are there. But
By earning money, you get lot of pain involved in that. Rakshane dukkham, vyaye dukkham, nashe dukkham. Suppose you lose the money, poch avladha. Thirupi blood pressure. People are talking, no, we have to reach to the corporate ladder. Highest top corporate ladder. By the time this person, you go and interview all the bank officers now, bank employees. Some of you might have experienced, some of you are already taken VRS. From banks, you know that. How strain involved, how much pain, mental pain involved in that? Dukkha Mishritam or not? Dukkha Mishritam. For that money, for what sake? For this upadhi sake? For vishayas sake? For nice environment? Nice flat, and you can weed wang in the kapra and the neighbors, and then the sapra wrong. Apada, ayo, mudia de, you can't move from that house. Rent house and the witted boil long. But after taking a loan, you have bought that house and you see the environment because first you do not know. After going there, staying some time, only you can know what is that environment. Defective? Yeah. Dukkha Mishritam. Then second defect is Atruptikaratvam. Atruptikaratvam means mind always look for some higher thing. So mind always wants some higher possibility. Is there any higher possibility? Higher possibility I want to get. See, no person is happy. Are you happy if you interview with anyone? Thrupti irukana innum konjam solinde irpan thrupti varamaatengale. That's why shastra says trishnana jeeranam vayameva jeeranam. This trishna, the desire, will never get satisfy. The person will never get satisfaction, and trishna na jeeranam. Who will get, jeeranam? Going more and more, vayameva jeeranam. Until we get old age, this trishna, tripti varve maatingirade, kurai, edho oru kurai, life la. So, dissatisfaction is the another defect. You go and interview the Miss World. Are you happy with your beauty or not? She is not happy. No person is happy in this world. That is why, however much you have money, some more. That's why Agni Bhagavan madre, Agni Bhagavan ke tripte kadiyadu. Avar galam buddhe kadiyadu. The more you pour Agni na, ahut na, this ghee, Agni Bhagavan comes up. Innu konjam podunga. Na alam buddhi asti. That's why analam, our pere. Analam. Analam anna agni. Adi madri, our desires also like that. However much we have, we are not satisfied. There is a dissatisfaction. Even you interview Bill Gates also. You interview any players, singers. Are you happy in your profession anna? Everybody is having their own feeling. I am not up to the mark. So, on the dissatisfaction will continue. However much beauty, however much you are having good health, however much money you have, however much environment you have, but you are not happy. So, dissatisfaction. Then, bandhakatvam, second, third defect. Its nature is to bind the person. Bandhakatvam. So, atruptikaratvam is the second defect. Bandhakatvam is the third defect. That is what it shows. Every comfort, every luxury converted as a need now. Fan comes first time veetla luxury. Appa, enna veetla fan irukana. Ippa enna fan illana irukave mudiyadhu. Enna adu need thane. It became a need. Olden days, car was upstairs.
Car was a luxury. Now if a car driver varalana avladha luxury and the happiness is gone. Car irukka and santoshama poiduthu oru naal driver varala enna paarunga. That means your position that which gives you a thought of gives happiness. Instead of that happiness, it takes away your happiness. It binds you. If it is not there, I am not comfortable. That means your all possession became a need for you. A need. Every luxury has converted as a need. Once it become a need, you are bound by that. Coffee is a luxury. Tea is a luxury. Now coffee, tea become need very badly. Very badly people need. அமுர்தாஞ்சனம் தலைவலி மாதிரி அந்த பாம் மாதிரி யூ கேன் டாக் வித் தட் பர்சன் தட் டே தேர் அவுட் ஆஃப் வேர்ல்ட் அப்படியே ஸோ பீப்புள் ஆர் லைக் தட் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் எவ்ரி கேட்ஜெட் ஈவன் யூ ஆர் டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் த பாடி யூ ஆர் டிபெண்டிங் ஆன் த பாடி டோட்டல் யூ ஆர் ஹெல்ப்லெஸ் thinking I keep the body fit enough, I am very energetic enough. You do not know what is going to happen next moment. You are going to a function happily wearing nice pattu sari or music program. Suddenly the car goes, he goes very fast, udane your dress kharab. What you become wild, no? If you are coming home it is okay, you are going to function. என்ன சந்தோஷம் போச்சு சந்தோஷம் therefore unpredictable your happiness peace security is unpredictable therefore person they bind you all your possessions your body money wealth people all these things will bind you that is called bandhakatvam what is bondage if they are there only I am happy if they are not there I am upset setup alla poi upset is it not bandh bondage that which binds you bondage enna bandhakatva enna thaya that which binds you because it takes your peace it takes your happiness it takes your security everything it takes any after small gadget a phone a tv a car your happiness your security your peace are depending on them that means you are bound by them you are bound by them poduma and effects so dukkha misritatvam atruptikaratvam bandhakatvam all these defects are there a human being if he wants a defect free a defect free ஏதாவது இருக்கா உலகத்தில் அது சொல்லுங்களேன் சுவாமி இத்தனை டிஃபெக்ட் வேண்டாம் சொல்றதுக்கு கேட்கறதுக்கு கஷ்டமா இருக்கு ஏதாவது டிஃபெக்ட் ஃப்ரீ இருந்ததுன்னு சொல்லுங்கன்னு வேதா டெல்ஸ் எஸ் இட் இஸ் தேர் பரீட்ச லோகான் கர்மசித்தான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேதம் ஆயாத் ஆஃப்டர் சீயிங் எக்ஸாமினிங் அனலைசிங் எவ்ரி திங் திஸ் பாடி தி மனி த பீப்புள் த வேர்ல்டு எவ்ரி திங் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் டிஃபெக்ட் நோ ஒன் இஸ் ட்ரஸ்ட்வர்தி எந்த கடைக்கு போனால் அடல்டரேட்டட் தான் என்ன கொடுக்குறான் நோ படி இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஆனஸ்டி நோ படி இஸ் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஃபார்வர்டு ஐ ஆம் ஸோ ஃபெட் அப் வித் திஸ் பீப்புள் ஐ எம் ஃபெட் அப் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் எங்கே நிம்மதி கிடைக்கும் தேடுறதுக்காக யாராவது எ திங்கிங் பர்சன் எ இன்ஃபார்ம்டு இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஆஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ் அரைஸ் இன் த மைண்ட் in that person Veda tells I will assist you I have assisted to that person also I will assist you also ena all people won't come ena innum adi paduradhukku konja konja naal aagum sila per seekrame oru adike they will lesson they will learn a lesson some people 10 adi enna adi enna inda adi kedaiyadhu what I am asking you some kicks in the life hits na they have to get some problem then they will find out intelligent mature people na problem illamale avan problem irukke avanukku enakku venda appa munnadiye vandiduva adhu da intelligence na sonnadu uninformed people
they again work for that. An informed person, intelligent person, once he sees any defect in that, second time he will never attempt. Like you people, no? You all intelligent, informed. That's why you have come to Veda Anta portion. So Veda Anta tells, I will give you the defect-free object. That which is free from dukkha, which is free from dissatisfaction, which is free from bondage. There is a thing that I will give you. You are free from all these three defects if you get that. Then this intelligent person, informed person is very, very happy and asks Veda, please tell me, what is that? Another shocking news Veda tells, that is you. That defect-free thing in the world is you, yourself. Defect-free, myself? Yes. You means not this body, mind. That defect-free thing is your Atma. That Brahman is the defect-free thing. Oh, Brahman is defect-free. Then how to attain that Brahman? If you get that Brahman, you will be free from all those three defects. Then how to get that Brahman? Then Veda tells, my dear, you cannot get that Brahman. You cannot get that Brahman. But then how to be free from all these three defects? To be free from three defects, I have to get Brahman. You are telling I cannot get Brahman. What is this? Na puzzle madri irukena. Because you are that Brahman. You are that Parabrahma Swarupam, you recognize, you discover, you understand that alone you have to do. It is not a thing to acquire, it is not a thing to reach, but it is a Siddha Vastu. It is already accomplished thing. It is already an accomplished thing, Siddha Vastu. It is not a Sadhya Vastu to reach somewhere, like Delhi is a Sadhyam. You have to go one through the train, Tamil Nadu Express is a Sadhanam. You have to reach the destination is a Sadhyam. It is an end. Sadhana Sadhyam. But whereas this defective Brahman is not a thing to arrive, it is not a sadhya vastu. Through sadhana like kayaka karma, vachika karma, manasa karma, you have to do and get that. Because it is a siddha vastu, already it is you. But I do not know. I know only I am a defective person. I am a defective person, I know. I am limited at physical level, mental level, emotional level, cholunuma, intellectual level. I am always, I am so totally limited. But you are telling I am defective free. What you are thinking about yourself, it is not right thinking. Your notion about you is not right. Change that notion. That wrong notion about yourself, you have to change. You have to get the right notion, right understanding about yourself. What you know about yourself is wrong understanding. What you know about yourself until today is wrong. Totally wrong. Therefore, once that wrong notion is there, what you have to do? You have to come out of that wrong notion. That's all. Then what to do? Tell me. How to do? How to come out of that wrong notion about me? That is Siddha Vastu, accomplished already. That is closest, nearest, that is you only. And you are telling, then how to know? I give three sadhanas again. I will give you three sadhanas
to understand that Siddha Vastu, which is already you, that which is defect free, those three sadhanas are, number one, Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga. Number two, Upasana Yoga. Karma Yoga is the sadhana number one, to know the Brahman, your real nature. Upasana Yoga is sadhana number two. And number three, Jnana Yoga. By these three sadhanas, you can know. What is Karma Yoga? What is Upasana Yoga? What is Jnana Yoga? I will divide that into again five steps. That Jnana Yoga we divide into three steps. Again three sadhanas in Jnana Yoga itself. Broadly sadhanas divided into three. Karma, Upasana, Jnanam. Again how to get Jnanam divided into three. One is Shravanam. Second is Mananam. Third is Nididhyasanam. Shravanam, listening. Listening of what? Listening of the scriptures. Listening of Vedantic scriptures which reveal that Siddha Vastu, that Brahman, which is my real nature, that is called Shravanam. Listening systematically, consistently, listening to Vedantic scriptures for a length of time under a competent teacher is called Shravanam. Nirdushtam Brahma means dosha rahitam Brahma. Nirdushtam Brahma Jnanam is possible only by Shravanam. Listening. Constantly, consistently have to listen. Then Mananam. So Jnana Praptyartham Shravanam. So Ajnanam I have. Till now I have Ajnana about myself. Therefore, that Jnana Praptyartham Shravanam, then Samshayas are there. There are innumerable doubts I have. Samshayas. Doubts about me, doubts about the world, doubt about the God, doubt about the people's mind. All these Samshayas can be clarified by Mananam. And finally, you can get that nishtha, conviction that you are the defect-free Brahman by studying, by doing mananam. My last sadhanam is nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam, dwelling upon the teaching continuously after a length of listening. So these three sadhanas help you to own up that Siddha Vastu, that Brahman you are, then only you are free from all these three defects. Then, what to listen? You have to listen to Upanishad. You have to listen to Upanishad. What is the meaning of Upanishad? Upa means Brahman. That which is Upa means, literal meaning is, that is which is closest, nearest, of course dearest also. Later you come to know how it is dearest. I can say closest, nearest now. Because Upa means nearest, closest. What is nearest, closest? Na Atma Swarupam, Brahman. Therefore Upa means Brahman.
Ni means nischaya jnanam, definite knowledge, doubt-free knowledge, a convinced knowledge. Nischaya jnanam. Sat means that which takes me to that closest, that which knowledge takes me to that closest Brahman. Sat. Sat means that which takes me. That which takes me. How to translate this whole word Upanishad now? That knowledge, convinced knowledge, definite knowledge which takes me to the Brahman which is closest and nearest to me is called Upanishad. This is one of the definitions Shankaracharya gives. Acharya gives many definitions, but for us now it is sufficient. It's clear Upanishad is that. I am studying Upanishad. Why? Upanishad is that which gives me a definite knowledge, and by which knowledge it takes me to that Brahman which is closest and nearest. That is called Upanishad. What is that? There are so many Upanishads. Among so many Upanishads, one Upanishad is called Kenopanishad. ईशकेन कठप्रश्न मुंडमांडूक्यतित्तिरिहि ऐतरेयं च छांदोग्यं बृहदारण्यकं तथा. There are Upanishads, number of Upanishads, but I will give you some important names of those Upanishads. ईशावाश्योपनिषत्, केन केनोपनिषत्, कठ कठोपनिषत्, ప్రశ్న ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్, ముండక ముండకోపనిషత్, మాండూక్య మాండూక్యోపనిషత్, తిత్తిరిహి తైత్రియోపనిషత్, ఐతరేయోపనిషత్, ఛాందోగ్యోపనిషత్, బృహదారణ్యకోపనిషత్. లైక్ దట్ సో మెనీ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఆల్ దీస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ giving the knowledge, definite knowledge, by which it takes you to the closest Brahman. So the Kenopanishad, we have completed the Mundakopanishad. Now we are going to study Kenopanishad. All these Upanishads belong to one Veda. Mundaka Upanishad, what we have seen, belong to Atharvana Veda. So you have studied Atharvana Veda. So this Keno Upanishad belong to Sama Veda. We are going to study Sama Veda now. What a fortunate thing, studying Vedas. So this Keno Upanishad, what we are going to undertake now, that Kenopanishad belong to Sama Veda, and Chandogyopanishad also belong to Sama Veda. This Sama Veda is a musical Veda. Sama Gayan Naste, it is Gana Rupam. Sama Veda is a Gana Rupam. That's why these mantras are also very beautiful. This Keno Upanishad is a very small, sweet Upanishad. What sweet, you know? Wherever the Brahman's topic comes, it is sweet only. Why? Because Brahman is none other than closest, dearest to me only. Because I am sweet to myself. I am sweet to myself. There is nothing wrong to say sweet. Yes? Every person likes to have a sweet, unless he has diabetes problem, you know. Generally, sweet is liked by all people. Veda tells, I assist you to get that defect free Brahman, through which you can get Tripti, Ananda. That is never ending Ananda, another important thing. This Ananda will never end. Once you get this Ananda, it is a continuous, like a perennial river, like Ganga.
போயிடுமேமோ பயம் இருக்காது.
வாட் எவர் யூ கெட் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்டு, அதர் தேன் திஸ் பிரம்ம ஜானம், வாட் எவர் யூ கெட், எத்தனை நாள் இருக்குமோ எத்தனை நாள் இருக்குமோ, போயிடுமேமோ ஒரே கவலை. வர வரக்கு கவலை, வரலையே வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் போயிடுமோன்னு அந்த மாதிரி கவலை இருக்காது உனக்கு. இப்பவே கேரண்டி கார்டு கொடுக்குறோம், இன்னும் உபநிஷத்தை ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணல. என்ன கேரண்டி கார்டு கொடுத்தா தான் நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வருவா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், தே வில் கம் ஃபார் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் வித் திஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு என்டர் இன் டு அண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்மால் உபனிஷத் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் கேனோபனிஷத். I will start that Upanishad in the next class. We'll conclude with Shanti Path. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harih Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harih Om.